Okay, a couple of shaylos for this week. Someone, Rabbi Belzon, came over to me after the 10-minute halacha, or before the 10-minute halacha shiur today, and he told me that a 6-year-old girl in the shul came over to him and asked him the following shayla. She said that in the youth groups in the shul, they do raffles every week, and she's under the impression that it is usher to do raffles on Shabbos. And why are they allowed to do it during youth group? So he came over and he asked me if I knew of any heter, because it seems like a beferish halach and shulchan aruch that you're not allowed to do raffles, and every shul and every yeshiva does it. Not only on Shabbos, even during the week, it seems like a beferish halach and shulchan aruch that it's aser. So that is shaila number one. Is there what's the iser, and what would the potential heter be? Shaila number two, we're going to do two different shailas for shaila number two, but they sort of go together. They have some common themes and some not common themes. I got a shaila this morning from a friend of mine who is a rav of a large shul, and he told me that there's an interior designer in his shul who has a Jewish but not religious client. And this interior, my mother's an interior designer, so I know a little bit about what interior designers do, but I don't think my mother ever did this. This interior designer not only arranges for the purchase of furniture and the remodeling of the house and the carpet and the whatever, the paint colors and wallpaper, this interior designer is going to do soup to nuts. So she is going to buy dishes that match the decor of the house for this family, and so much so that the client had requested a particular pattern of a dish that was that's an antique china dish. And she was asked if she could track it down and buy it. Now, the only way you can buy antique china is if you are buying it used. Problem is, you have no idea who used it, and the overwhelming chances are that it was used for non-kosher. So she wants to know, is she allowed to buy these dishes for her Jewish but not religious client, buy non-kosher dishes for her, essentially? The second shaila of that genre, but not exactly the same at all, a woman told me a couple of nights ago that she was at the hairdresser, and her hairdresser was busy with her hair, so she couldn't take care of her errands, so she asked the hairdressee to she gave her her phone and asked her to take care of some things for her. Can you go on my phone, you know, text my kid that I'll be 10 minutes late or whatever. So then she said, and do me a favor, can you order me a Hanukkah tree? And she said, a what? She said, a Hanukkah tree. My husband and I celebrate Hanukkah, but we like to have a Hanukkah tree. So would you mind ordering us a Hanukkah tree? So yeah, she told her what website to go to, and you know, obviously, the credit card belongs to the hairdresser to order the Hanukkah tree. So the woman didn't know what to do, so she wanted to know, is she allowed to order a Hanukkah tree for the Jewish somewhat spiritual but not super religious hairdresser. So which one do we want to do? Raffles or hair or two? All those in favor of number one, please raise your hand. It'll be easier. All those in favor of number two? Oh wow. I was sure we were gonna get number two. Okay, so I'll start number one. Full disclosure before we begin discussing shaila number one. I don't know what the heter is. We'll go through the sugya together, but I'm not sure what the heter is. I didn't look around. I looked around whatever I could today, but let's go through and see if we can come up with some sort of heter. I mean, I know what the heter is supposed to be. I just don't think it's practical at all. I don't think it's correct. So let's see. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Mem Chesem Beis. It all starts with the Gemara, like it always does. Tanan, Mefis Adam im Banav im Bnei Beis al Shulchan. A person can make a raffle with his family members by a table. Meaning he can raffle off the portions of food for all the people at the table, but he shouldn't have someone gets the big portion and someone else gets the small portion, and the winner is going to get the bigger portion, because that's mishum kuvya. That's very similar to mesachik bekuvya. What's mesachik bekuvya? That's similar to gambling. That the winner is going to get something big, the loser is going to get something small. So the Gemara, in discussing this Mishnah on Kuf Mem Tesem Ralf Mesecha Shabbos, Im Banav V'im Bnei Beiso, in, yeah, you can do such raffles with your family members, But im acher lo, but with someone else, you're not allowed to do such raffles. My taima, why can't you do such raffles with someone else? Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, b'nei chabura hamakpidim ze al ze. If you have b'nei chabura, you have a group that are makpid on each other, that each are interested in getting a portion and don't want the other person to get the portion. Over in Mishum Mido, Mishum Mishkal, Umishum Minyan, Umishum Lov and Uparim Biyamtov. Maybe that's not the best way to translate Makbid. Makbid would mean that they want to make sure that they're getting their fair portion. And therefore, if you raffle off pieces, if they're all supposed to be the same size, you have to worry that whoever wins is going to do what? Measure it to make sure it's the same size. Wait, is that piece of, you know, sometimes they have like a pie of pizza. So, you know, there's always one kid in the family that wants to be the first one to grab because he finds the biggest piece and he grabs, you know, what's the difference between the biggest piece and the smallest piece? Not very much, right? Not enough to feel it in your stomach afterwards. But people want to measure, they want to make sure they got exactly what they're supposed to get. So the Gemara says that when you're dealing with people who are makbid on each other, you shouldn't even do such a raffle when you're doing regular size, because on Shabbos, because people are going to come to measure their pieces. So says Gemara, well, if that's the concern, that people will come to measure, why are you not allowed to measure on Shabbos? What's the problem with measuring? Why? What's the problem? No one knows.
Because they measure the curtains.
What? Because they measure the curtains? No, this is Gzeira Shamiyichtov. No, this is one of the Gzeiras of Ksiva, I think. So you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos, you're not allowed to weigh things on Shabbos, you're not allowed, right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Ihachi banav bnei besonami. Well, then you shouldn't do it with your children either. What does it have to do with children or not children? It shouldn't be mutter to do around your own Shabbos table. So Gemara answers, no, banav bnei beso, hainu taima, kadrav yudam rav. Tam rav yudam rav, mutter la halvos banav bnei beso beribis, kadei latim on tam ribis. The rules are different when it's your family. You're allowed to lend money to your children with interest, because you want to give them a sense to be mechanich them what ribis tastes like, what ribis feels like. So in order to be mechanich them, to show them how terrible ribis is, so you're like, so this is along the same lines. So says the Gemara, well, okay, ihachi mana gadol keneg mana katana nami. Well, then you should be able to raffle off, you know, a prize for one of them, and the other one will get stuck without a prize. You should have winners and losers, and you should have the same problem of gambling and everything else. So you could teach them how bad it is to gamble, because look what it feels like to lose when you lose your portion and it feels like the other guy stole something from you. Says Mar, Enochinami, you're right. V'chsir mechsir v'hachikdani. This is what it really means to say. Mevis im banav b'nei beso ala shulchan, afilu mana gedola keneged mana katana. You could even do a mana gadola keneged mana katana with your own children. My time, ketorvi damarav im banav in im acher lo. But that's only with your own children, not with other people. My time, ketorvi damar Shmuel mana gadola keneged mana katana asu la acher af bechol mishum kuvya. That if you have a mana gadola keneged mana katana, you're not allowed to do it with anybody. Mana gadola keneged mana katana again means that there's a grand prize, there's a second prize, there's a no prize, right? That kind of thing. You're not even allowed to do it with other people, even on a weekday, because the Isser is not a Shabbos related Isser. So essentially what the Gemara is telling us is as follows. There are two Isurim that can come up when it comes to a raffle. One Isser is a Shabbos related Isser, measuring, weighing, that kind of thing. The other Isser is a all time Isser. It's a weekday and Shabbos related Isser, and that is Kuvya, that it's like gambling. And why is gambling a problem? So this is a famous sugi in third paragraph of Masech Sanhedrin, that Masachik Pekuvya, the Mishnah lists Masachik Pekuvya as one of the people who are psule edus, people who gamble are psule edus. I remember I got a phone call once from a Talmud of mine, I don't know, like 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night, and he says, I'm calling from a wedding. I said, okay. He said, I was asked to sign a ksuba. Okay, good. So sign the ksuba. I used to play poker a lot in high school. Am I allowed to sign the ksuba? So the guy was now at this point. He after high school, he went 2 years to Eretz Yisrael, and he went, 4 years to Yeshiva University, and he was learning in the Kailal here already. So I said, you haven't gambled since high school? Haven't gambled since high school. Would you gamble again? You do tshuva on it? No, of course I'm not going to gamble. It's just something I did in high school. Okay, so you got to do tshuva. So you do tshuva, and then you can sign the ksuva. But if he doesn't do tshuva, so l'chor, it's a problem. So it's a question. So the Gemara discusses what the issue of Mesachik Kukuvya is, and there are two possibilities. There's Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam, which means that a person just doesn't deal with real-world situations, doesn't appreciate the value of earning money and losing money. He only understands, you know, easy come, easy go, so he doesn't fully appreciate the way things work and what a hard-earned dollar is. And there's the Mishum Asmachta. The other possibility, that it's a violation of Gezel on a Drabana level, because the person who's losing is not interested in you taking their money from them. It is pointed out by a number of the Achronim that Einos of Yeshuva Shalom, people always assume it means Einos of Yeshuva Shalom is that it's not Aser, it's just that that you don't have an appreciation. But the Einos of Yeshuva Shalom, the Rambam writes pretty clearly in one place that's also usher to be Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam, meaning what a person is supposed to be doing with his life is to be Osik B'Yeshuva Shalolam. A person should be involved in Yeshuva Shalolam. A person is not supposed to be involved in things that are of that nature. But anyway, because of Kuvya, and obviously if Apostles Yuleidus, we're not talking about Mitzvah Semaisim Tovim over here, that Apostle Yuleidus. So Mishum Kuvya, we don't want people involved in such in such activities. Question someone had? Yeah?
Wouldn't the Isra of Shabbos be a Gezerah on top of Gezerah? It's what? A raffle, so that you might come to measure, and measure might come to lead.
Okay, that's a fair question, right? Isn't this like a Gezerah to Gezerah? Good question. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes Chazal did make Gezerah to Gezerah. You know, Tosa says in a number of places in Shas, this is a Gzerah L'Gzerah. I thought we don't make a Gzerah L'Gzerah. Yeah, we don't, except for when we do. You know, sometimes it did. Yeah, the Gemara has an expression, Kulucha D'Gzerahi. So sometimes that means that they made it all at the same time. This doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like it was all made at the same time. It's probably made at a later stage. Okay, so that's as far as the Gemara. So the Rishonim then talk, the Rambam in the 23rd parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halach Yud Zayin, says that the simple reading of the Gemara is, what would you say? Imbanavim b'nei beso. If you want to have just with your kids around the table, are you allowed to do a raffle on Shabbos? Imbanavim b'nei beso? What would you say now? Yeah, the Gemara seemed to say that you're allowed to. What about mana gadola keneged mana katana? Can you do a raffle of even like bigger things and smaller things? The end of the Gemara, it sounded like enochinami, the Gemara had said. Meaning the Gemara says, why are you allowed to do it with your children? Because you're allowed to do certain things that are also with your children in order to teach them somehow. So the Gemara said, well then, manu gadol kenegad manu katani, you should be allowed to do with your children in order to teach them. The Gemara's answer was, enochinami, yeah, you're allowed to do that. So the Rambam takes it at face value, and he says, "Bana b'nei beso, even manu gadol keneged manu katana." There's no concern of mido or mishkal or kuvya. Why is there no concern of mido or mishkal? Because it's all yours. It's you're sharing your stuff with your children, and there's no concern of kuvya either, because you're training the kids, and again with your stuff. You're training, so it's not like someone is losing when they wouldn't expect to lose. You're giving it all out to your children, and you're giving them the sense of what it feels like to win and lose in a gambling game. Beis Yosef points out, though, that the Rush leaves out most of these details of the Gemara, and therefore he's somewhat ambiguous. Both the Rush and the Riff are somewhat ambiguous in terms of whether they hold Mana Gadol Keneged Mana Katana is Mutter with Banav Bnei Beiso. And he says that it could be understood that the Rush and the Riff agree with the Rambam, but the Torah understands that the Riff and the Rush hold that afilu banu b'nei beso, you're not allowed to do manu gadola keneged manu katana mishum kuvya, like the pashtus of the Mishnah, without the Gemara's final answer of chisuri mechsra, and really it's all allowed, and it's only aser with people who are not banu b'nei beso. So the Torah thought that the Rush and the Riff disagree with the Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah writes that the Rush and the Riff would assume that since we don't pass like Rav with regard to Banav Bnei Beso Beribis, we wouldn't hold them doing Kuvya either. Meaning, we do not lend money to our children Beribis. The Gemara used that as the precedent. Oh, just like you're allowed to lend money with Ribis to your kids, you're also allowed. But we don't do that, says the Magen Mishnah. So if we don't do that, then you're of the precedent, and Mimela, you're not allowed to do this either. Then the Magen Mishnah says, but Vani Omer, Da'ad Kalonit Chasi, the Rav Elagabe Ribis, Shasura Minatora. He says, we don't do that because Ribis is a very serious issur. It's an issur Minatora. V'choshen Dim Lasil Sruche, Aval Kuvia, Sheina Asura Lemi Devrayam. Meaning we can still use Rav as a model. Rav's telling us that you're allowed to be Malvav Ribbis to your children. So we may not paskin all the way, like Rav says, to even be Malvav Ribbis. But at least a little bit, we'll say, for Nisa Drabanan. And the only reason we don't allow Beis Yosef writes Halva Ribbis to Banu B'nei Beiso is that Dilmasi L'sruche, that they may come to continue such behavior when they become adults, which makes it sound like really it's Mutter Me'ikar Adin. So when you're doing a raffle where it's all your stuff anyway, there's really no Isser involved. And therefore the Beis Yosef says, Valpi Eza Midrach Melu, whichever way you want to understand, Mashe Shmitu Arifa Rosh Bekavana Ubedas Nechone Shmitu Veloshalo Bemeskavin Kedesavaran. He says the Rif and the Rosh left out these Heterim of Banu Bnei Beso on purpose because they just hold the simple reading of the Mishnah that it's Aser Manu Gedol Manu Ketan is Aser even with Banu Bnei Beso. Okay, so where are we right now? Based on the Gemara and the Rishonim, what do we have so far? To make a raffle with your own children, let's say a classic raffle, where there's a winner, a loser, there's better prizes and worse prizes. So, what would we say? With your own children, machlokas, right? With your own children, machlokas. Not just about Shabbos, ever, machlokas. With anyone but your own children, aser, totally aser. Right? That's what we have from the Gemara, that's what we have from all the Rishonim. Anyone but your own children is totally aser. So how does it play out in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shinchav Bei Siv Vav, HaMechalik L'Bnei Beiso, Manos B'Shabbos, if a person is giving out portions of food to his children on Shabbos, Yochol Lahatil Goral Lomar, L'mi Sheyetze Goral Ploni, Yechelik Ploni Shalo. You can make it fun, make the Shabbos table Lebedik, and raffle off the desserts, the cupcakes, and that's fine. Vuhu Shiyu Achalakim Shavim. That's only if all the cupcakes are the same. Meaning, what's he not concerned about? That they're going to measure it, right? You're not concerned that they're going to measure, that they're going to take out some sort of scale and measure the weight of the cupcake connected to the other they may go like this or something, to hold them both in. But they're not going to do any sophisticated, accurate measuring system. Aval imacherim aser. To do this with other people, it's aser. Because people are makpid, they're going to come to measure. But to give someone a bigger portion, someone else a smaller portion, to make a raffle about that, even if it's your own family, and even if it's a weekday, it's aser because of kuvya. Who's he passing like? Passing like the Rif and the Rush, as understood by the Beis Yosef, right? And the tour. Then he says, V'yesh omrim, d'im badav b'nei beso mutzal ha'atil garol afil alman ha'gadol k'neg ma'katana, neshein makvidim. It's a rule in the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Rambam, he'll always at least mention the Rambam. I mean, he has that level of covet for the Rambam, that even when he rejects the Rambam, because he thinks the Rif and the Rush went against the Rambam always gets at least the Yesh Omrim. He always gets a mention in the Shulchan Aruch. They just came out with a seventh, Rav Avadya Yosef just published a new Sefer, which is pretty impressive when you think about it. They just published a seventh volume of Yechav Adas from Rav Avadya Yosef. So in the first 15 pages or so, they have Klalim of Maran, Klalim of the Shulchan Aruch. So I look forward to reading through it. I did not get a chance to read through it yet, but I would imagine something like this is there, that Maran always quotes the Shita Sarambam, right? So he quotes the Shita Sarambam, that it's mutter with Banu B'nei Beiso to do Mana Gedola Kenegan Mana Ketana. And then the Rama just adds, Va'asul Ha'atil Garol B'Shabbos Hafilu Al Yidei Enu Yehudi. That you're not allowed to do a girl even by if you have a Shabbos guy come and do the raffle, even that you're not allowed to do. So we have just destroyed every father-child learning program that exists anywhere. So let's see, where do we go from here? So, just to summarize. You could do a raffle with your kids for even portions, because there's no concern of kuvya when everything is even, and among B'nai Beisel, there's no concern of Midu Mishkal. You can't do it with other people, because it will bring to Midu Mishkal. Mana Gedol Keneged Mana Ketana, with your own family is a machlokas, with other people is a real, is a serious problem. The Mishnah Berurah points out that dividing without a goral, meaning, why is it only a problem to make a goral? Meaning, kuvya I get, right? Kuvya is a gamble, so I get why that's only a problem with a raffle. What's the other issue? Midu Mishkal, you need a raffle for that? You're giving out pieces of cake to all your children. No raffle. You're just passing it out to all of your children. Isn't there the same concern? Hey, how come he got more than me? How come he got... Or, no, our children are old tzaddikim, so they're going to be like, oh, why did I have to get the bigger piece? He should have gotten the bigger piece. He helped set the table, and right? So, but they're going to come to measure. They're going to want to make sure that their brother's taken care of, and that he gets the bigger piece. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that dividing without a goral is mutter, because we only assume that they're machbid when they insist on a goral. Meaning, there's... If they insist that it be divided with a goral, it means that they want the bigger piece. I mean, they want the best piece, and they want to make sure. So, and that would be true even for non-family members. The svara to say that it's mutter is that they're not makbid on each other. But in the Sefer Avne Yushpa and Chela Gimel Siman Mem Beis, I don't know who wrote it. I keep quoting it because I keep finding it on like Hebrew books. It's a contemporary Sefer. But he writes there that b'shulchan aruch sham lo hichriya harama davar, meaning on this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh, shulchan aruch is not the Rama is not machriya. We know what the mechaber holds. The mechaber holds l'chumra because he quotes the Rambam, the Rif and the Rosh as the stam, and the Rambam is yesh omrim. But the Rama doesn't tell us one way or the other. V'chei lo matzasi achra b'mishur brura b'nyim banu b'nei beisu matzalatul goral amanu gadol k'neged manu katana, and he says mishur is not machriya either. However, the Chayyadim Kalam Chesef Yudbeis says Mutter. Now, a few points. The logic of Kuvya being Asr is that it's Gezel Midivrayim, right? Because you're not really intending to be Makna to the other person. That doesn't really apply to Balabayas with B'nai Beso. But we're concerned that Dilma Asi L'Sruche B'Kuvya Imacherim, that if you get them in the habit of gambling games, then it's going to be a problem. So in the Avnei Yishpa, he even says that children should be discouraged from playing games where you take other people's money, meaning fake money, because they don't want to give up that money. They're not interested in landing on Park Place and having to pay the, whatever it is, the $350 rent in, when they get in Park Place. That's meaning lechor, it fits the halacha. The halacha is don't get them used to these kinds of things, which is really wild. I mean, like every Shabbos of my early childhood. Now to raffle off saying Kaddish or Aliyos is fine. Mishnah Berurah points out because and based on Magen Avraham writes this because they did something similar in the Beis Hamikdash. Mi shochet, mi zorek. So when you're doing mitzvahs and you're raffling off. It's not that we're matir l'dvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to do this when you can say, oh, but it's for a mitzvah purpose, it's mitam chinuch that I want the kids to get excited. No, it's when you're raffling off the right to do a mitzvah. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to raffle off the right to do a mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Shvus Yaakov that even that would be also with raffle tickets. A dafka with raffle tickets, Shvus Yaakov says, is a problem. You got to do it with a sefer or something like that. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chafei then writes, Ein Magen Avram, Ta'afilum hu dvar mitzvah, v'lo avi matzi l'meved, me'etmal, gam ken asur b'shabtus b'yam tov. So again, even a dvar mitzvah is going to be asur. So what are the heterim? Are there any heterim? So first of all, I saw in an article written by my friend Rabbi Moshe David Leibovitz, he quotes a lot of Mar Makomos, but a lot of them I don't have access to. So he quotes, I did not see it inside, from the Shari Hora'a, Chelek Vav, page Mem Dalet Mem Tes. I don't know who that is. I'm sure he will email me and tell me. The Or Yisrael also, that if people come to learn and the shul sponsors a raffle, they don't really care who wins, and therefore it's no problem. So that's the heter. in my experience, they care who wins. There are always children that go home crying, upset. Shouldn't everybody? We always, whenever we did father child learning, we did father son learning. We did father son learning and father daughter learning separately. We're very, very from shul. So I would always announce. It was just because like a father can't handle all of his kids at the same time, so you had to have some way to. So I would always announce. Remember, everybody's a winner at father son learning. And guess what? The kids weren't convinced. They still thought that the kid that walked home with the prize was the real winner and that they were losers if they just got a Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy is not good enough. No matter how good the joke was, it wasn't good enough. So if that's our big heter, we're in a little bit of trouble over here. Then the Avnei Yishpa says, you know, the Shulchan Aruch never talks about raffling a thing off. He talks about mana keneged mana, that everyone's going to get something. It's whether you can get the bigger thing or the smaller thing, or whether you can get this one or that one. He says, maybe it's yoser kal when it's one thing. Why? To lo shayich limdod osa. Because you can't measure. There's nothing to measure against. Yeah, that's if the whole concern were, what? Yeah, it's Lelkuvia. That's if the whole concern were medida. So he points to say, he said that a chacham echad told him this. And then he says, but that doesn't help because you still have the concern of Kuvia, so it's still going to be Yasser. And he says, the proof, he brings a riot to this. You know, the heter of Mishochet Mizorek is understood to be because it's about a Dover Shabbat Kedusha. Why not just about the fact that you can't measure it? No, even things that you can't measure are Yasser because of the Kuvia issue. There is another issue over here when it comes to prizes in youth groups. This, I was a youth director for like 3 weeks until I got engaged and I realized I wasn't going to be able to do this anymore many years ago in Shul in Yulet. It was a bad idea to ever take this job because it was 3.5 miles away from my parents' house and I thought that it would be worth the money. It was not. At the time, there were part of any youth department is that you give out prizes to the kids. And I didn't know this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. I was concerned about kinyanim, that the kids are going to make kinyanim on Shabbos. You're going to be makna to them on Shabbos, all these prizes. So the typical eitzah, let's say you're going to someone's house for lunch on Shabbos and you want to bring them a non-food item. A food item is not a problem, just put it on the table, everyone shares it. But a non-food item, a dish or something like that, so what's the trick? What do you do? What? Yeah, zach ladam shol b'fanav. You make the kinyan on their behalf. Of course, you need someone to be makna. So when you buy it from the store, you should make the kinyan on their behalf. You should just be careful. If you do that, if when you buy it from the store, you make the kinyan on their behalf, and then you decide, you know what, I'll just bring them a bottle of wine, I'll keep this, you are then a ganav. Because you are stealing something that they have been kona. So a person has to be careful about that. But the problem over here was, it's the kid who gets the parsha question or the sports trivia, correct, that's going to win the prize. I could guess which kid's going to win, but I don't know for sure. That kid may not show up, and maybe some other kid will have the right answer this time. You know, so I don't know which kid is going to win it. So how can I do that? So at the time, I asked Rav Shechter if we could rely on Breira. If you could be Kona Bishvil, Mishahu gives the right answer tomorrow. So because Mekach Memkar, making a Kinyan on Shabbos is only Nisad Rabbanan. Mekach Memkar, Shema Yichtov, the same is, right, it's Nisar Mid Rabbanan. So when it comes to the Sugi of Brei, the Gemara in Beitza, the Sugi of Brei is a huge Sugi, it's all over Shas, but the Gemara in a couple of places, but in Masechus Beitza, the Gemara tells us that we rely on Breira when it comes to dinim drabanan, when it comes to drabanan issues, but we don't rely on Breira when it comes to daraisas. So I asked Rav Shechter if that was a good cheshbon, if we could rely on Breira and make kinyanim on behalf of whoever will win it before Shabbos, and he said, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. But I didn't get a chance to ask him about this, about the fact that, generally speaking, you're not allowed to do raffles. Although the truth is, if it's just answering sports trivia and it's not a raffle, so that's probably mutter, right? They're just getting a prize for what they're doing. But if it's actually raffles, which I think the youth departments are going more toward that, because it's much, much cheaper. If you reward someone for everything good they do with an actual prize, then you're paying for a prize every time they do something good. But if you just give them a ticket every time they do something good. It's very, very cheap. You can give tickets, many, many tickets, and the kids are like all excited. I got 1,000 tickets. I got a five. They're all free for me, so it's fine. Whatever you want, as many tickets as you want. Like when I taught in high school, I was like, the points on a test, they're free for me. So, you know, like it doesn't cost me anything. So I would give the kids, like, if you learn all of Maseches Megillah over the next 30 days, you get a free 100 on a test. Just one? Okay, five. I don't care. And then they would, guys would learn whatever, if it's free for you. So that's that. So a lot of schools are moving toward that. So if anyone could find a heter, I'd be very grateful. As would Rabbi Belzon. He wants to know what to answer the 6-year-old girl. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody.